Well, Pastor has very graciously given me 11 minutes to preach tonight. I'm not just saying that. He just gave me 12. In your Bible, if you would, go to the book of Matthew, turn left, go past Malachi and Zechariah and pick up Haggai or Haggai. It's probably just one page. I say that. If you're new to the Bible, well, you'll find it there, Haggai, if you would. Again, Matthew, and then turn left, and you'll hit Malachi, Zechariah, and then Haggai. And then also, would you pick up the book of Ezra real quick? The book of Ezra, please. So Ezra in one hand, Haggai in your other hand, and great to be a part to see what the Lord is doing. Ezra chapter 1, let's study just a little bit, and we'll be in Haggai in just a moment. Ezra chapter 1, if it's been a while since you've been over in the book of Ezra, what's going to happen is it's prophesied in verse 1 by Jeremiah that the Lord would begin to stir the people of God. It's interesting how he stirred them. Notice if we would, Ezra chapter 1, verse 1, in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of the Lord might be fulfilled, if you would, the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled. Notice the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia. Now think this just for a moment. The Persian king is going to make a proclamation and is going to influence, if you would, those who are of the house of Israel to go and build the house at Jerusalem. May I say, God can speak through whoever he wants to. If he can speak through a Persian king, if he can speak through a donkey, don't we serve a wonderful God? I'm glad that he still just keeps surprising us. I'm glad Christianity isn't boring. And he stirs up, if you would, and he says, this king of Persia says, verse 3, who is there among you of all this people? Let his God be with him. Let him go up to Jerusalem, which is in Judah, and build the house of the Lord. So the first thing he says in verse 3, who would willingly go up? And then verse 4, and whosoever remaineth, if you can't go up, then let the men of that place help him, referring to those that are going with silver and with gold and with goods and with beasts besides the free will offering. And notice you'll see in verse number 5 that the Spirit of God began to raise them up. Verse 6, and all that were about them strengthened their hands. And praise the Lord that you've strengthened and encouraged the future of this church with your offering tonight. And then I want you to see in verse number 7, and please take note of this. Cyrus the king also did this. He brought out the vessels that Nebuchadnezzar had taken over 70 years ago. And he brought those vessels out and he put them back into the care, if you would, of the Israelites. So when they built that house, they could begin, if you would, to operate it again. I want you to see that Cyrus, verse 7, brought forth all those instruments, if you would, the vessels. Look at chapter 3, chapter number 3. Well, when they got there, if they would, they stood together, as you've done tonight, as one man. Chapter 3, verse 1. And I want you to notice who specifically was the leadership. You'll see in verse number 2, you'll see Jeshua, and you will see Zerubbabel. I don't know many boys that are named Zerubbabel. But these two were mentioned so many times, and they did the right things first. They set up the altar of God first. And then they began to reestablish the feast, if you would, of tabernacle. And verse number 8 says they began to set forward the work of the house of the Lord. And may I say, it's so good to see God's work going forward. But you know, every time God's work began to go forward, look at chapter 4, verse 1, and you'll see now when the adversaries. Isn't it true that when we seek to do something for the Lord, there's adversity. There's adversary. There's opposition. And sometimes it's what we would maybe term negative confirmation that God's signature is in this. I know that these buckets represent a lot of work, a lot of sacrifice, a lot of diligence and effort. Well, when the adversary started, they began to weaken the hands of the people. And please make specific note in Ezra chapter 4, and notice if you would, verse 11, Artaxerxes is going to get involved. He's the king, and he's going to send, if you would, a letter. But the reason behind it, verse 12, is because someone says, "Be it known unto the king that the Jews which came up from thee to us are come unto Jerusalem, building the rebellious and the bad city." Now that's someone's interpretation. That's someone's perception, if you would. "And have set up the walls thereof and joined the foundations." And notice verse 13 very carefully. "Be it known now unto the king that if this city be built and the walls set up again, then they will not pay toll, tribute, and custom, so thou shalt endamage the revenue of the king." He's talking about they're not going to pay their taxes. They won't pay that which is dedicated. They're a rebellious group. And he uses that, if you would, in perceptions. And so there's a letter written. And look at verse number 24. "Then ceased the work of the house of God." It stopped. When something stops that God wants to keep going, he waited. And notice chapter 5, verse 1, "Then the prophets Haggai, the prophet, and Zechariah, the son of Iddo, prophesied unto the Jews." Don't tell me preaching's not important. When the work stopped after a few years, God sent two prophets to stir them back up again. And I want to ask you to hold your place in Ezra chapter 5, verse 1. We won't look at both the prophets tonight, but we'll look at one of them. And look at Haggai, the prophet Haggai, if you would, where you have your hand already, Haggai. And notice, if you would, in Haggai chapter 1, verse 1, stay with me. "It was the second year of Darius, and Haggai stood up," if you would, and he began to speak and preach to Zerubbabel, one of those leaders, and to Joshua. And notice what he said in Haggai chapter 1. And here's the first part of the message, verse 13. "Then spake Haggai, the Lord's messenger, in the Lord's message unto the people, saying," would you say the next four words? Ready, begin. "I am with you." One more time. "I am with you." Now remember, that was not Haggai's word. It's Haggai is the Lord's messenger. It's the Lord's message. And God says to Haggai, or Haggai, "I am with you." And the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, and the spirit of Joshua, and the spirit of the remnant of the people, and they came and did the work of the house of the Lord of hosts, their God. He didn't stop there. Look at chapter number 2. And you'll see the prophet Haggai, if you would. He began to speak to Zerubbabel again. He begins to speak to Joshua. And look what he says in verse 4. Stay with me. Haggai 2, verse 4. "Yet now be" what? Say it. "Strong, O Zerubbabel, saith the Lord. And be" what? "Strong, O Joshua. And be strong, all you people of the land." It's just not the leaders that need to be strong. It's the people. "And the Lord said," look at it, "saith the Lord, and work for," say it again, "I am with you." One more time. "I am with you." You know, it would be wonderful for someone to hear from the Holy Ghost tonight. Isn't it good when we get an amen from heaven? Isn't it good when you read those words and the Holy Ghost might say to someone in here tonight, "I know what you're going through. I am with you. But it won't be my words. It'll be something the Holy Spirit gives you. It won't come from, if you would, the outside, if you would, to your ears, but when you hear the outside and you read the Word of God, it'll come from the inside. And the Holy Spirit will say to you, I'm still with you. I'm with you in what you're doing. I'm with you in your plan. I'm with you in your sufferings. I'm with you in your vision. I'm with you in what's in your heart. I am with you. Please listen. Sometimes we get delayed. But that doesn't mean it's over.
That's right. That's right.
Sometimes we have a vision and it gets delayed. In Ezra chapter 4, the work ceased, but the vision didn't change. I want to speak to someone here tonight to say, maybe it's not the expectation of the timing that you thought it would be. But God didn't cancel the orders.
Amen. That's good, brother.
The mission is still the mission.
Amen.
I saw the booklet of the planned projects. It's going to take just a little while, isn't it? But it'll take some miracles too. I want to tell you this, church, you ought to be thankful that these little children are hearing and seeing miracles at this age. Thank God they're coming up and saying, we raised this much, and we raised this much, and we prayed this much, and this much came in. And thank God they're walking across the platform. I heard pastors saying that one rode the bus that many years ago, and that one came when they were that age. Some of these young ones walking through 30, 40 years from now, they'll be still saying, and who knows by that time what the offerings will be. Let that vision stir up with them. Brethren, it's not time to talk about junk and backbiting and criticism and who's this and who's that and how the Democrats and the Republicans are doing. If God's still with us as a nation, everything's going to be fine. Because Haggai said twice, the Lord's messenger with the Lord's message. Say it, four words, say it. I am with you. I would love for the Lord to wake somebody up at about 3 or 4 in the morning with one message for you. And I'm saying that in a positive way. Wouldn't it be good if God just spoke to our heart and said, I am with you. In the middle of the day, I am with you. In the middle of your heartache, I am with you. In the middle of what it looks like is falling apart, I am with you. You know when he said that? When the work ceased. Oh, he gave him some instructions, but he made sure that Haggai didn't just say it, if you would, to two leaders, but he said it to the entire people. And he said, what? Say it. I am with you. One more time. I am with you. What's the message about tonight? Without God, we can do nothing. But with God, all things are possible. I am with you. Please don't look at that book of the 50 projects and say, oh, we'll never do that. I was just with Pastor in the little ready room, and I want to tell you, he didn't say if it's going to happen. He said when it's going to happen. It's good when leaders have the belief to tell these young ones, go after a $1,000 bucket. Get 500, get 300, get 2,000, get 15,000. Every bucket is important because the buckets represent people who are doing something for God. And that memory of them walking across the stage, I wonder how many of them will become missionaries. Pastors' wives, staff members, pastors. Look back at Ezra chapter 4 real quick. My 11 minutes is up. Ezra chapter 4. And watch this carefully if you would. It's a wonderful ending to the study tonight. Ezra chapter number 4. And notice it says in verse 24, then ceased the work of the house of God, which is at Jerusalem. And we know it stopped for a number of years, but in chapter 5, verse 1, the prophet Haggai and the prophet Zechariah stood up and they began to prophesy. And what did Haggai say? Say it. I am with you. Twice. But it wasn't Haggai's words. Haggai was the Lord's messenger with the Lord's message. And notice verse 2, then rose up Zerubbabel. And Jeshua rose up, and they began to build the house of God. And notice what it says. And they began to build the house of God, which is at Jerusalem, and with them were the prophets of God helping them. We need more preachers. Verse 5 says, the eye of God was upon them. And then they decided to do something. Look at verse 13 of chapter 5. They asked them to go search the records, and they said, you know, it was Cyrus, it was your king. It was Cyrus, the king of Babylon. He's the one God stirred up to tell us, and it was Cyrus who made a decree to build the house of God. It was Cyrus who gave us back the vessels that we would use, if you would, for the rebuilt temple, and it was Cyrus who put it in writing. Go back and search your records. And so they did. Verse 17 says, if it seemed good to the king, let there be a search made in the king's treasure house. Well, they began to search. Chapter 6, verse 1. Verse number 2. And there was found. I'll say it again. And there was found. What'd they find? They found a roll, and in that roll they found the record that Cyrus had made, verse 3, in the first year of Cyrus. The same Cyrus, the king, made a decree concerning the house of God at Jerusalem. And you know what the decree said? Let the house of God, or let the house be builded. But it was more than that. Please take note of verse number 7. Verse number 7. Let the work of the house of God alone. Let the governor of the Jews and the elders of the Jews build this house of God in his place. And watch verse number 8, the decree. Moreover, I make a decree. What ye shall do to the elders of these Jews for the building of the house of God. Remember, they were saying that if they build this house, this rebellious and bad city, and they're not going to pay toll and they're not going to pay tribute. Now the decree goes out and says, don't, if you would, interfere with the building of the house of God, and even this, that of the king's good, even of the tribute beyond the river. Forthwith expenses be given unto these men, that they be not hindered. You know what they just said? They're not going to pay toll. They're not going to pay tribute. Now that the decree goes out, take of the king's good, take of the king's taxes, take of the king's tribute, take of the king's toll, and pay these Jewish people to build that house. You talk about a miracle. You talk about, here they were saying, if they build this house, this rebellious bad city, they're not going to pay toll. They're going to damage the king's revenue. And now when the decree goes forth, he says, take of the king's revenue and pay these Jewish people to build their house. It's the decree of Cyrus. God can still do miracles. God can still turn things around. Don't tell me God didn't choose our president. You say, oh no, God didn't choose our president. Wait a minute. What was the alternative? Come on, you still all right? This is not a political statement. But if those are the two candidates and the two choices, God interceded. Didn't matter what the news media said. Didn't matter what the polls said. Come on, are you still with me? Whether you agree with everything or not, it could be worse. Come on, are you still with me? I mean, God took it and turned it around and even surprised some of us. Come on, don't look at me that way. I'll guarantee it was quite a surprise here when those that were saying it's a rebellious and a bad city, they won't pay tribute, they won't pay custom, they'll damage the king's revenue. When the decree went out, take of the king's revenue and pay these Jewish people to build that house. And he gave them the instruments and he gave them the vessels. Oh, let's finish it. Look, if you would, at verse 14. And the elders of the Jews builded. And, verse 14, they prospered through the prophesying of Haggai, the prophet, and Zechariah, the son of Iddo. And they built it and finished it, according to the commandment of the God of Israel, and according to the commandment of Cyrus, wait a minute, and Darius, and Artaxerxes, king of Persia. Isn't it interesting that he got three Persian kings involved? Don't tell me God can't still do something for our nation. If he can take three Persian kings, Cyrus, Darius, and Artaxerxes, and allow the Jewish people, verse 15, the house was finished, God can still help us. Do you need a miracle? Why don't we talk about miracles more? Why don't we still believe in them? Why don't we as Baptists still believe in God's miraculous ability beyond what we would ask or think? Brethren, you saw a bit of a miracle tonight. But the consistency of this, don't just let it pass by. You say, we just took up a bucket offering. No, these things are miracles. Let's give God the glory. And in the 50 projects, you say, oh, there's a couple in there that are impossible. For us. But if God can use three Persian kings and even use their money. Come on, you still with me? Where does God get his money to do all this? Well, he spoils the Egyptians. He takes it from the world and gives it to the church. Come on, is that right? In the days of David, David would conquer and conquer and conquer. Who paid for the temple? All the ites did. Come on, is that right? The Perizzites, after he defeated them, the Amorites, the HIVites, all the ites. Come on, they paid. After God conquered them, David spoiled them, and he brought all the ites' spoils back and built the temple with that. And then it was time to rebuild the temple. God says, I'll get it from the kings of Persia this time. I'll get it from Darius. I'll get it from Cyrus. I'll get it from Artaxerxes. I'll let them pay the Jews to do what I want them to do, because the hearts of kings are still in the hand of the Lord. What was the message? Well, the message of Haggai was what? Say it. I am with you. One more time. I am with you. God can turn the heart of your employer towards you. God can give you those wonderful business deals. God can turn something around in your life. If he can turn the hearts of kings in the book of Ezra, Haggai, and back to Ezra again, even after it ceased, he can help us. May I say this? Make sure these young children believe that God can still do miracles. Make sure you tell them, if your children, if your grandchildren, if your uncles or aunts, make sure you say to them, you saw a miracle tonight. And God can still do miracles. We ought to thank him tonight. We ought to not leave without thanking him. We asked him and asked him. There's been a lot of prayer in these buckets. Yes or no? I heard there's been a lot of prayer going on. These buckets didn't just fill up without a lot of work, and God, please help us. May I say before we leave tonight, we ought to thank him for helping us. And maybe while you're at the altar, he might say to you personally, to the Holy Ghost, say it, I am with you. Let's all stand.
Amen.
Let's thank him tonight. If your custom is to come to the altar or not, let's thank him tonight.